restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace or you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is. The next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we like to start the show with a scripture reading. And today's reading comes from the New Testament. It's the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, and it goes like this. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. And I'm particularly dialed in when he says, give thanks for everything. It's just the time of year where I'm really, as our listeners know, very focused on Thanksgiving and being grateful. And I'm grateful for you all tuning in this morning. And I'm grateful to our guest who's coming on in just a minute, Greg Lohr. But we like to say on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Word and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the Word. On this program, we like to say, read the Word, just do it. And again, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts are loaded on iTunes if you want to hear them, or you can also go to our website. It's mark5ministries.com. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest, Greg Lohr. So please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. December is an amazing time to rediscover history in an interesting and unique way by taking a holiday evening tour at Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. Monticello's small group house tours, which include the Dome Room, give guests an intimate look at how the holidays were celebrated in Jefferson's time. Guests also have a rare opportunity to experience Monticello after dark. For the 84th year, the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville is selling Christmas trees to support club services benefiting children and youth. Christmas trees are for sale through December 21st at Seminole Square Shopping Center. And Virginia Blood Services is holding a blood drive at the UVA Medical Center on Friday, December 16th from 3 to 7 p.m. on the first floor dining conference room at the UVA Medical Center at 1221 Lee Street. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And with us on the program today, we have my good friend and former college colleague so many years ago, Greg Lohr. Greg is a local business entrepreneur who is a fired up believer. And Greg, I'm so grateful to have you on the show today, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. This is a thrill for me, too.
I was thinking on the ride over this morning that since we knew each other so many years ago, once upon a time at UVA, and gosh, going all the way back to dorm life, way back in the early 80s, I would say, I don't know about you, but I would say it would be kind of proof positive for anybody that wanted to know that that Jesus is real and can do the miraculous. The fact that 30 years later, you and I are talking about faith on the radio.
It's a miracle of the Lord.
It just wasn't, although, as our listeners know, I had kind of a church-going faith, an obligation-type faith in my early days, and went to church in college, and my wife and I, you know, we met and we went to church together. But I didn't really have this active, alive relationship with Jesus. And so anyway, today's show is more about you, and we want to kind of find out, first of all, for our listeners, how you came to faith is what we like to start with. Mm-hmm. So if you could kind of dial us back to that in your life.
Sure. A lot of similarities there, Brother Jeff. Praise God, my parents were faithful to have me regularly in church where the Bible was faithfully preached, the gospel was faithfully preached, and God's word penetrated my heart for me as a 9-year-old boy to realize that I was a sinner and that I needed a savior. And the only way to having a personal relationship with the Lord was through his one and only son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I recount and just bless the Lord that so many years ago, he led me to that narrow path and that small gate of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so he saved me as a 9-year-old, and then I tried to straddle the fence for probably 15 years after that, being more looked upon as a good boy or a good guy, but fostering a crafty mentality and just being a stench in the nostrils of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so when I met my wife-to-be and she gave her heart to Jesus, that really was the impetus for me to man up and to surrender my heart completely to Jesus. And so then I began a personal daily devotion. And I love the way that you emphasize God's word, because it truly is what separates flesh and blood down to the sinews, dispelling the noise of the evil one and spurring us on to faith and good works here. And so from the little daily devotions and the 5-minute devotion packs, for the next 10 years, the Lord was working in my heart to really have me bank on a scripture from our Lord Jesus in Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. And so that was really God working to prepare my heart to hear him. And so about 15 years ago, I said, Daddy, how can I know you and love you more? And in the whisper of the Holy Spirit, he said, start at the beginning. And I knew what he meant. I did not know our Heavenly Father through the full counsel of Scripture. Mm-hmm. And so I began in Genesis 1, Psalms 1, Proverbs 1, and Matthew 1, and began a chapter from each of those four books each day of writing down verses that the Holy Spirit would ping me with to stand on and chew on for the rest of that day. Well, I got to the end of Proverbs. It has 31 chapters. So after the first month, I went bebopping back to the Lord and I said, okay, Daddy, where do you want to take me now? Mm-hmm. And in his loving rebuke, he said, Greg, until I take you home and bring you home to me, I need you growing in my praise, in the knowledge of who I am, and in the fear and the wisdom of who I am until your dying day. So in that loving rebuke, I'm always in a psalm and a proverb. I'm always in a book of the law. I'm always in a book of the prophets, and I'm always in a book of the New Testament. And it's just a sheer delight to agree with the Lord that he has orchestrated today's circumstances, and he's orchestrated what he wants me to hear from his word, and the two come crashing together in a beautiful symphony in the day. And that's been the transformation of Jesus being my Savior to Jesus being my Lord to Jesus Christ being my first love, Brother Jeff.
I love it. Let's talk about on this show. Our listeners know I have a love of the Psalms. I love the four corners of God's word. But the Psalms are just so dear to my heart because when you either read the Psalms or listen to the Psalms, sometimes I like to listen to them as well. I mean, you really get a sense of the psalmist's heart where he just he breaks open his heart and cries out to God.
Amen. Amen.
And you hear him. Just recently this week, I was hanging out in Psalm 30, which starts with, "I extol you, O Lord." And I had to look it up because I was like, what exactly does extol you mean? But I mean, when you hear the magnificence of the psalmist's love for God, and then he also reveals his great pain and his kind of sorrow, but then he comes right back and he's thanking him at the same time. Is there a psalm that kind of quickly jumps to mind for you that is someone that you like to cling to?
It certainly is, and my sweet wife Janet hates for me to bring it up because it speaks of me being at home with Jesus. It's Psalm 86, 11, and 12. And I've told her that's what I want on my tombstone as a testimony to my Lord Jesus Christ when my bones are in the ground and my soul is with the Lord. Those two verses say, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever." So that speaks of the now, the here, and the hereafter, and to God be the glory, for through his word, he desires to teach us that if we listen. And I love the word heed. Because we have, as Christians, we have to get to the point where we agree with the Lord that his word is from him, that not just to listen or to be pleasant observers or educators of his word, but to write his word on the tablet of our heart so that I'm not just listening, agreeing, and walking away and turning my heart from the Lord, but that I choose to listen, agree, and as Jesus tells us, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And Jesus is the Word made flesh.
Could you repeat that song, that scripture for our listeners in case they didn't catch it? Because that's beautiful, and I really haven't spent any time in Psalm 86, but I will.
Psalm 86, 11, and 12.
That is awesome. Awesomeness.
Amen.
Our listeners know I spent month before last almost the entire month in Psalm 119, which is uncharacteristic for me because, again, our listeners know I have this Bible reading plan. And this week has been fantastic. Haven't even been able to talk about it this week. This week we've gone through a lot of the Pauline epistles. We've gone from Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and today I'm into 1 Timothy. And you read that, and you'll never be the same again. I mean, there was just all kind of verses that were jumping off the page at me. But back to the story of Psalm 119. So I usually cycle through following this kind of the discipline. I like the discipline of following this Bible reading plan. But I was kind of instructed by the Lord when I got to Psalm 119 that I was to stay put for the entire month. And as you know, it's a long chapter.
Yeah.
But there are several verses that jumped off, and I kind of, as you said, you know, you have to study them, and you got to chew on them, and you have to ponder them, and you have to consider them, and then you have to kind of look at them in different dimensions. But one of the verses speaks to, and I hope this will bless one of our listeners listening today, says, "It was good that I was afflicted."
Amen. Amen.
And then another word for affliction could be suffering. It was good that I suffered, or good that I went through these trials, because it forced me to learn your word.
Amen. And praise God for taking us behind the woodshed at times.
Whew, I can testify that there is truth in that verse, because, you know, when trouble came knocking in my life, I ended up really at that point really just clinging to the word. And it was during that time that my relationship with the Lord really deepened, and it became oh so much sweeter. And so
it's life, isn't it, brother?
Well, although I wouldn't want you to go through, everybody has their own stuff they're going mm-hmm. through. I wouldn't want you to go through what I went through and stuff, but I wouldn't give it back.
Yeah, amen.
It was phenomenal. And
it's that refining furnace that Jesus, kind of like in the furnace of Nebuchadnezzar, that the angel of the Lord, which was pre-incarnate Jesus, was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And because they were where Jesus wanted them to be, they were just fine.
Yes. And they ended up with, as one of my teachers likes to say, not just head knowledge
Amen.
Of Jesus, but
Amen.
Experiential knowledge,
Amen.
Which is really what has fueled this whole show.
Amen.
You know, as you know, Greg, I'm not a pastor or a priest, but I'm just a business guy like you who loves the Lord mm-hmm. and loves to
Amen.
Share what I've learned throughout
Amen.
The week.
Amen.
And I am so thankful. We're going to take a break here in just a second, but I'm
sure.
so thankful to the good people at Monticello Media. Mm-hmm. And our good friend Joe Thomas for opening the door
Amen.
To allow me to just give a little shout out to the Lord on Sundays. So
Amen.
We're going to take a quick break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Greg Lohr. We're going to come back. We have so much more to talk about. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The year 2017 will be here before you know it, and we want to kick it off with a bang as First Night Virginia celebrations take place. First Night Virginia is one of the oldest First Night events in the nation, and is a terrific and family-friendly way to usher in the new year. Families and visitors will be treated to a plethora of entertaining acts, live music, and other artistic activities on the downtown mall. Stay healthy this holiday season and get your flu shot. The Charlottesville Albemarle Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive is offering flu shots every Monday from 1 to 4 and Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until noon, and then again from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Shots are $30 and are covered by some insurances. Keep your holiday shopping local this year. The historic pedestrian downtown mall offers dozens of boutique shops and stores selling a wide variety of locally made products. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And with us on the program is my good friend and college colleague, Greg Lohr. Local businessman and a fired up believer, willing to come on the show and talk about. Greg, what I'd love for you to share with our listeners is the difference that faith has made in your life. If you could give us just a little glimpse of kind of the before and after and what that looks like, what comes to mind for you on that?
Well, it's like you said, Brother Jeff, it's going from the head knowledge of Jesus to the heart knowledge and a full surrender to Jesus. And that happens only, you know, it's a saving and then a continued to be saved. So Jesus saved my soul when I trusted him as God's only son, as me needing a savior, that I was a sinner and asking him to save my soul. Mm-hmm. So that's when he saved my soul. But then span 45 years later, and I need Jesus each morning mm-hmm. to forgive me for what I thought, what I dreamed about, what I said and what I did, yeah, so that he puts me back in my right mind mm-hmm. at his feet mm-hmm. For the day. And then so that restores my relationship personally to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then by feeding on his word, on a balanced diet of his word, then he gives me that fodder, that food, that soul food to get through the day. And as you had alluded of your love for the Psalms, It's our brother King David, mm-hmm. His love for the Lord, and he was known by God as a man who was a man after God's own heart. And the good news is God didn't say he was the man after God's own heart. So that's an open invitation mm-hmm. from our Heavenly Father is, who else is out there that wants to be a man after God's own heart? And that transformation of making Jesus Savior to Lord to first love only comes with abiding in him and feeding on his word and applying his word to our hearts and our lives, because the battleground is in our mind. Mm-hmm. The enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy everything about us. He can't have our soul, but he can wreck our lives if we are not surrendered and admitting we're in the fight. We're in the fight of our lives every moment of every day.
For any of our listeners right now who were kind of in, or who are currently in that place where I found myself really just over a decade ago, where, you know, the faith was there, a willingness was there, but I just couldn't get any traction on God's word. Where would you say, for somebody just listening today who's trying to get started, who hears kind of your incredible delight in God's word and says, God, I wish I could have that, but I don't have that. Where would you tell them to start today?
Proverbs 3:5-6, dear brother.
Mm-hmm.
That little word, all. And that was the transformational verse. I wanted to be simple-hearted before the Lord. And that scripture is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So instead of trying to fret how to share the good news of Jesus Christ, or how to fret and fumble around, all I would do is I said, okay, Daddy, all means all to you and to me, and from this day forward, I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways. So it's a joy just to acknowledge the Lord and see him orchestrate mm-hmm. conversations, orchestrate circumstances, and make my path straight, mm-hmm. keep my heart on the path of righteousness following him. So that one single verse was transformational to applying God's word to my life and seeing the God of Israel show his glory and show up.
That's a good word. So Proverbs 3:5-6,
yes.
Trust the Lord.
Amen.
That's a good word. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Greg Lohr this morning, local businessman and fired up believer. And Greg, before I forget, we had your pastor on this show maybe 18 months ago,
neat.
Chris Atwell down
Brother
at
Chris.
Portico. Wow, there's a lot of strong preaching comes out
Amen.
Of that man.
Yeah, faithful. He's faithful to preach and handle God's word well.
And the church really seems like it's doing incredible things in this town.
To God be the glory,
mm-hmm.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, may we stay on our knees, surrender to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and let him show up and show off.
I love it. Let me tell you, and our listeners know this about me, in the last month, I have been really intentional about Thanksgiving, and it stemmed from my wife, who you know.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me Ann Voskamp's book, A Thousand Blessings. And what Ann talks about in her book, which is biblical, is she talks about how everything that's – and this comes from James – all good gifts come down
from
the Father of lights.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that's good comes from God.
Amen.
And we receive that as grace.
Amen.
And so when we receive that, if we would just be intentional in being thankful for what we have received. What Ann Voskamp talks about in this book, A Thousand Blessings or A Thousand Gifts, is that there's a presence of the Lord that you experience when you receive. It's almost the vertical beam on the cross. You receive and then you throw thanksgiving back up at him.
Yes.
And on the other side of that is joy because you experience some of God's presence. And so,
Amen. So
now when I'm reading the Bible, I'm on a word search.
Sure.
I'm on a hunt for thanksgiving, okay, because that's kind of what's been on my heart.
Sure.
So listen to what I found this week. This is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
I've got another verse to tag along Brother Jeff. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
So powerful.
Glory to God.
Yes. And so for me, though, what I have found is that the more intentional I am in being thankful, the more intentional I am, I get tuned in to God and I'm thanking him throughout the day for some of just the little graces.
Amen. Amen.
I was thankful on the way over here. I said, Lord, I am thankful that my friend Greg Lohr, we met 30 years ago at the University of Virginia, and now we're going to come 30 years later and talk about faith on the radio.
Amen.
I'm thankful that you put this man
Amen.
In my life. And
Me
then
too.
I and
Me
then
too.
I immediately thought, I'm thankful that I have Joe Thomas on
Amen.
The other end here to receive me and
Amen.
Coach me through. And anyway, I found that my whole countenance changes when I have this intentional attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, live in view of eternity, Brother Jeff.
Well, I am so grateful to have you on the show today, Greg.
It's been a joy for me.
If any of our listeners are thinking about faith, and we're winding down the show here, but do you have any advice for any of our listeners here at the very end of the show in terms of if they haven't made a decision to surrender their heart? Do you have any advice for them?
Read the book of John and ask Jesus to reveal himself to you as you read that book.
Mm.
And that is the living word. That is another part of the living word of God. But you hear God's love for his creation and his love for you, and ask Jesus to show up and reveal himself to you. And trust him as your Savior and Lord, and then acknowledge him as Savior and Lord, and plug into a body of Christian believers.
Greg Lohr, thank you so much for being on the show. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you all next week.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence on.